it just wasn't to be for the Lionesses, with England losing 2-1 to the USA in the semi-finals of the Women's World Cup. A disallowed goal, a missed penalty chance, and a red card meant that their tournament dreams were over. It was a dramatic semi-final, which saw England's Ellen White have a goal ruled out by VAR for offside.
Walsh through to Scott. Flick from Scott. Ellen White's in. 1-1. It's 2-2. Oh, hang on, everyone. Alvise Batista shows the rectangle in the air, and it's offside.
But it was this penalty from the England captain, Steph Houghton, which seemed to seal England's fate.
The ball is on the spot. Houghton stands ready to strike. Here she goes, and it's saved by Neyer.
Yeah, manager Phil Neville said his players left their hearts and souls on the pitch.
My players give me everything. You know, we said before the game we wanted to leave our hearts and souls on that pitch, and they did. They give everything. We've gone toe-to-toe with the best team in the world. They showed great experience at the end with taking the ball into the corner. We went down to 10 men. We've just probably run out of steam, but I asked them to play football the way that I wanted them to play. So we've come to this tournament. We've done our very best. We've not left anything in that dressing room. And I've told them there should be no tears tonight. We should be proud.
Let's talk to football writers Laurie James and Keith Bailey. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Off the pitch, the reach of women's football has increased hugely. What's next for the women's game, Laurie?
Good question. In terms of England, they've got a 3-year plan now because they're looking ahead to the Olympics, which they've already secured a place for at Tokyo 2020, and then beyond that to the European Championships, which England will be hosting. And of course, they want to emerge victorious at that. They've already proven themselves as the best team in Europe on the Olympic stage and at the World Cup before. So that's something they'll want to retain. I think that it's proven that they're still very much a team in transition. They're still very much a team which is developing because they're so young. In broader terms for the women's game, I think the record viewing figures and the record attendances, you know, nearly 5,000 were there last night in Lyon, show that the popularity continues to increase.
One thing that hasn't increased to match the male game, Laurie, is the money. Should we be looking at that, or is that something that we shouldn't expect to be on the same level until it has developed further?
Of course we should expect it. I think the commercialisation has proven fruitful for those companies who have got behind it. There are more sponsor activations, there are more sponsor involvement, there's more money being put behind marketing. And that should translate to wages, absolutely.
Should Match of the Day, I think this has come up in some of the papers, Keith Bailey, now feature women's matches? Should it change the way it displays the highlights of football games?
Well, as Laura says, the football, women's football, is definitely on the up, and there's an awful lot more interest in it. In terms of Match of the Day, I'm not really sure that's the correct platform for women's football. I think a better platform would be for the women's game to have its own unique highlight show, which it already does on the BBC, but for maybe that to be given a more prominent bit of our time and for it to be pushed a little bit more. It's a sort of show that you may not know about.
The women's programme you're talking about, it's not maybe as set in stone as Match of the Day. It can move around the schedule and sometimes is on quite late. So should it be given the same prominence as the male game?
Well, maybe a good way to do it would be to have it after Match of the Day or in another prominent time slot so that more people
I don't understand. Why not part of Match of the Day? Why do we still have the gender separation there where you want a different programme?
Well, it's quite complex. Like, football television rights are quite complex. The Premier League sell their highlights rights at an extraordinarily high rate that the BBC pay an awful lot of money for. They may well not be prepared to allow the BBC to package together the English Premier League, the men's game, with the women's Super League. So I'm not sure if that would actually be practically
possible. Yeah, but you get the point I'm trying to make in terms of equality and in terms of trying to make the women's game on the same level as men. So I still don't get why that. Do you think maybe that people that watch Match of the Day would not want to see it include female games?
I think we need to be realistic here. You know, we're still at a point where the women's game has come on leaps and bounds. It's fantastic. I've enjoyed the Women's World Cup, and thousands of other people, many are sceptical about the game, have loved it as well. But at the moment, WSL games still attract crowds of around about the 1,000, 2,000 mark, whereas the men's Premier League is 40,000 plus. So it's not realistic. It's not a serious conversation at this moment in time to suggest that the women's highlights should be given exactly the same level as men's highlights. It's just not realistic.
Laurie?
I have to say I agree with Keith. By and large, I do agree with him. I think there could be an opportunity to run through the fixtures or to take a look at the league, to take a look at the standings and things like that on Match of the Day. I don't see why that's not a possibility. Without making it tokenism. But I think we've had the same discussions about how do you give the Irish League more prominence. It's had its own show that was once screened on television and then sort of, put on the red button. And I think people appreciate having a platform where you can go into meaningful analysis, where you can go into some kind of in-depth sort of analysis with pundits and people who watch those games. I don't think you'll find the panel Match of the Day will A, have the time, or B, have necessarily the exposure to watch the games and give it the analysis. Analysis it deserves.
Keith mentioned there that he believes the game has come on leaps and bounds, but why do you think, Laura, that it's taken to 2019 to get to this stage?
Well, because it's not been played as long as men's football. It was banned not so long ago. And I think it's taken a while for media. I think it's taken a while for corporations to take it seriously. And also the quality of the product is improving. Yes, female footballers have always been fairly technically gifted. Now they're getting fitter, they're getting more athletic, and they're getting more competitive. And I think as the product improves, that in turn will generate more interest.
Okay, 0-30-30-80-55-55. George and Ballymena, good morning to you, George.
Hey, Vinny.
Go ahead.
That's a laugh. Vinny, I watched the match last night. Two
right.
Bad teams, England were worse. Women can't play football full stop.
Oh, come on.
Very little ball control. They lost the ball, misplaced passes. It was diabolical.
You have never watched... I didn't see the game myself, but you've never...
If you didn't see the game yourself, then you can't comment.
But hold on. No, I'm asking you about not that game last night, but have you ever watched a game where the male teams are playing and they played the same? They made the same issues, the same mistakes?
The point of Megan Binney is they're trying to put women's football on a par with men's football, and there's no comparison. There's no comparison. There's no way of putting women's football on a Match of the Day that anybody would watch. Nobody would watch it.
Laurie?
The thing you do is put it on some other time when nobody's interested.
But why? I don't understand. If as Laurie has said already this morning, the quality of the product is getting better and better. They're getting fitter and fitter.
If that's top of the quality, God knows what the rest like. If that's the football that we're supposed to be wanting to watch, God help the rest of us. It was terrible. They couldn't control the ball. The ball was just thumped forward. There was no passing that went. There was only one time when they scored the goal that was ruled offside. But there was a bit of skill when that girl, was it Bronze or somebody, he did a nice inside step flick. Other than that, it was diabolical.
So as far as I'm aware, because you're talking about attention, that the last England game before last night had more viewers than the men's FA Cup final. So there is an appeal, there is a market out there, there are people that want
women
to watch this, George.
Not for men in Match of the Day. Definitely not. I wouldn't be watching Match of the Day if that's what they're going to show. The standard was poor. Definitely fair.
Laurie, well, this perception from some is why it's taken a while for the game to get to this point.
Well, I think...
Hold on a second, George. Let's just let Laurie respond.
You haven't skipped.
If you're coming from a position where you're comparing it to the men's game, then maybe you will be. Maybe you will be painfully disappointed. I've been at every one of those England games during this tournament. And I've seen an enormous amount of skill, an enormous amount of technical ability, physical, the physical attributes, in terms of the fitness. I've watched a lot of bad football games involving men. I've watched a hell of a lot of bad football involving men players. I just disagree.
You're promoting the women's game. You wouldn't agree with me. But I'm just telling you, don't be considering putting it on a par with men's football in Match of the Day. Absolutely not. Or equality of wages or anything else.
It's not my job to promote it. As a football journalist, it's not my job to promote football. George, it's my job to assess it.
George,
harshly.
George, would you?
And I was really, and I've been really impressed by what I've seen at this one.
Would you agree, George, that, and I'm not a football fan, I'm not going to pretend that I am, but that there, to use a Northern Ireland phrase, there's a lot less whinging when it comes to the female players, female games?
I don't know. I was watching some of the female players last night, and the referee was warning them for back chat. And also, I would say, as time goes on and they get more prominent, if that's the way it goes, I would say they'll just be as bad as the men. There's no reason why to think that women wouldn't be as back chatty as men would be in a football team.
Good to know we will eventually be on that level then. if it continues to go downhill.
Yeah, that's
good to know we'll eventually.
The referee had to warn some of the guys.
Levels, and then you might be happy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to argue about it anymore. Just making my point. I was expecting a lot more than I got.
Do you have expectations, George, that they can get up to a level that you feel is acceptable?
I don't know. I don't think the women have the physical. They haven't got the impression I got, to be honest, of watching the game was they hadn't the strength to kick the ball. Now, maybe we'll have to get a ball that's
lighter. They haven't the strength.
That's the standard. I don't know if it's the standard football or not, but it seemed to be that they didn't have the strength to make the pass.
Yeah, and you know yourself, George, that they used to make the same argument regarding boxing, and look at the likes of Katie Taylor now. I would not like to get in the ring with her.
That's maybe a one-off, you know.
I'm trying to say that, you know, maybe the past conceptions or perceptions of what.
No, I'm just commenting
females...
on what I saw last night. I didn't watch any of the games before last night.
You watched one game?
I watched one game.
One game, George, and you're on here on the radio telling people how terrible you think it is.
That's my opinion.
I bet from one game.
That's my opinion. I mean, last night was supposed to be the best team in the world, USA. And England aspiring to be the best team in the world, and I thought it would get a lot better from those two than I expect.
Stay there, George. Ed wants to talk to you. Good morning, Ed.
That's good.
Good morning. I think that's a load of rubbish. I've never seen better football. I don't really be into it, but I watch it with the son, and they score goals from half. What are you saying? They can't kick the ball. How do they score a goal halfway up the pitch? They run about like old women. Wild dolls at 90, kicking the ball up and down the pitch. We're into the score now and again. Get a life, man. Then our women's up there scoring halfway up the pitch.
Scored
more goals than I've seen now and men running about getting paid for falling over themselves. Load of crap.
No, well, let's stay polite. Ed, thank you. George, you want to respond to that?
That's the sort of comments you get from people who don't know what they're talking about. I mean, he says he doesn't know anything about football. It's quite obvious he doesn't know about football.
You said you're saying all this from watching one match.
I was involved in football for years.
We'll tar them all with the same brush from one match that you saw. Anyway,
I was expecting more. That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
George from Ballymena, thank you. Laurie James, thank you. And Keith Bailey, thank you very much as well.